This podcast is sponsored by Dr. Bennett's Life Mastery Communication and Relationships online course. Discover the secrets to effective communication and build lasting connections. Register today at verversity.com/course/lifemastery1.
Boost your interpersonal skills with open dialogue and effective communication. Learn how open dialogue can improve your interpersonal skills and strengthen relationships with simple communication strategies anyone can use today. Improving interpersonal skills through open dialogue. You know, sometimes when I think about what really makes a difference in how we connect with people, it boils down to one simple thing: open dialogue. It sounds almost too basic, but open, honest conversation can totally transform our relationships, whether it's with friends, family, co-workers, or even strangers. So imagine you're talking to a good friend who's struggling to get their point across or just keep their friendships meaningful. I tell them that the key is to build stronger interpersonal skills through more open, thoughtful communication. And I'm not just talking about blabbering on or being super wordy. It's about how we say things, how we listen, and how we invite others in. Interpersonal skills are like the secret sauce to maintaining and growing any kind of relationship. They're a mix of emotional intelligence, empathy, listening, and of course, your ability to express yourself clearly. When you practice open dialogue, it's like putting all those ingredients together in the best way possible. Let's break this down a bit. Picture yourself in a conversation where both people feel safe to share their thoughts without fear of being judged or shut down. That's what open dialogue feels like. It's respectful, it's responsive, and it's a two-way street. On one hand, you're genuinely expressing your feelings, concerns, or ideas. On the other, you're actively listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk. Why is this so important? Because a lot of people struggle with communication. Sometimes we don't know how to bring up tough topics, or we get defensive too quickly, or we just aren't present when the other person is talking. When that happens, relationships start to suffer. Misunderstandings pile up, resentments grow, and eventually people stop sharing for fear of conflict. The good news? Effective communication isn't something you're born with, it's a skill you can learn and get better at step by step. One of the simplest communication strategies I always recommend is to use I statements. Instead of saying, "You never listen to me," which puts the other person on the defensive, try saying, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted." Just that small change can open up the conversation in ways that invite understanding rather than blame. Another biggie is asking open-ended questions. Questions that encourage people to explain themselves, reflect, or share their feelings can really expand the conversation and build trust. Something like, "How did that situation make you feel?" is way more effective than a yes or no question. Also, be honest about your own feelings and encourages others to do the same. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's the foundation for deep connection. When you risk being open, you invite others to be real with you too. It's not always easy. It takes practice, patience, and sometimes a little courage. But when you commit to improving your interpersonal skills through open dialogue, you start to see a change. Conflicts get resolved quicker, friendships feel more meaningful, and you feel more confident in your conversations. Honestly, if this sounds like something you want to work on, there's an amazing resource I'd suggest checking out called the Life Mastery Communication and Relationships course. It's packed with practical tools and exercises that teach you how to build effective communication habits and strengthen all your relationships. If you're ready to take that step towards better connection, enroll now and start developing your communication skills with guidance that really works. To recap, here are a few simple tips you can try today to improve your open dialogue and interpersonal skills. Listen actively. Really focus on what the other person is saying without planning your response while they talk. Use I statements. Share how you feel instead of accusing or blaming the other person. Ask thoughtful questions. Encourage others to open up by asking questions that matter. Practice vulnerability. Don't be afraid to share your true feelings, even if it feels uncomfortable. Create a judgment-free zone. Show people you respect and value their opinions, even if they differ from yours. Just by working on these, you begin to build a communication style that invites openness instead of shutting people down. It's a game changer for relationship building and honestly for your own emotional well-being too. And remember, this is a journey, not a sprint. Nobody's perfect at this stuff right away, but every conversation where you practice these communication strategies is a step forward. So next time you find yourself in a conversation that's tense or awkward, try opening up a bit more rather than shutting down and see where it takes you. Thanks for hanging out today and chatting with me about this. I hope it gives you a fresh way to think about your own communication and relationships. If you want to dive even deeper, okay, last time I'll say it, consider signing up for the Life Mastery Communication and Relationships course. It's a totally worthwhile investment in yourself and your connections. Catch you next time!